Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cube, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to, this deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99
to go. Now it's Marchand, sent it down into the empty net. An exclamation point off the stick of Marchand. His third point tonight, as he will go 5-0 in game sevens against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Brad Marchand still standing. I see what you did there, Nick. They win 6-1 last night. He's 5-0.
Yeah, I heard that.
In game sevens against Toronto. Let's just start with this. Is that even an impressive stat?
Is that a thing? Toronto chokes more than any team in the history of sport. He gets credit for that?
Well, I guess.
So that's not his game seven record. That's just his Toronto game seven record.
No.
Who pulled that out?
He's won 8 game sevens in his career. 3 of them came the cup year, where they beat Montreal and then Tampa and then Vancouver. And then all his other Game 7 wins in his career, including this one with Florida, were against Toronto.
All right.
You don't sound impressed. When I ask, is it an impressive stat? You don't think it's an impressive stat?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't even think it's a stat.
They seem to be very impressed with it.
Throw that out.
Basically, the pick has now conveyed.
Yeah.
Okay? Marchand and the Panthers winning last night.
Yep.
He has to just start the following game. Basically, the max amount of games Florida could play this postseason is 26. He'd play in his 13th game in game one in the Eastern Conference Finals. So basically, that pick will now convey.
So 2045, they get the Panthers' first-round pick.
So the pick is done.
Yeah.
So now, independent of what the Bruins will get, because I heard a lot of Bruins fans saying, and I would say, well, I want Marchand to advance, and I want him to get through 2 rounds and get to an Eastern Conference Final because I want the best pick for the Bruins, which
best
I got.
For the team.
Now, the compensation is done. It's all worked out effectively. Again, as long as he appears in one more game this postseason, which should be game one, it's going to convey. Are you rooting for him now? I would get rooting for him for the pick. Are Bruins fans rooting for him now? I know, Keith, you are not.
I'm not.
Text line already.
I wasn't then.
Text line is already saying, no way I'm rooting for my Marchand after calling for my guy's job.
Thank you very much. He did do that.
Text line.
He did do that earlier in the year.
But, like, this should not be a Bork, like.
Thought it was a joke that I was still employed, I think is what he said.
This is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Yeah.
It is insane.
He also told you to
how
pound
sand. How I got a job in the first place is insane. I'll give you that, Brad. But come
pound
on.
Sand.
He also told you to pound sand.
Which famously. Is a good line.
Yeah.
But he was really mad. I just think if he had half as much intensity on the ice this year for the Bruins, maybe they wouldn't be in this mess.
But this isn't, like, when I ask, are Bruins fans going to root for this isn't like a Bork situation, right? Where all of a sudden you're like, yeah, go. I know,
no
not for
way.
You,
but no, but for any logical person, it's not like Ray Bork. It's not like any. It's not like any of the other ones. First of all, he's won.
Thank
so
you.
Part of the Ray Bork thing, or part of the, I don't know.
Marchand
like,
won.
Yeah.
And Marchand also.
But it's also where you go.
Yeah.
So where you go. Ray Bork went to the Colorado Avalanche. He didn't go to the Canadiens.
Right.
And the best rivalry now for the Bruins has become the Florida Panthers. It's not even the Canadiens anymore. It's the Florida Panthers. So do you want to root for all those guys? You like rooting for Sam Bennett and Tkachuk? Although I do like rooting for him in the Four Nations. But whatever. Put that aside. Like, the Florida Panthers, I think, are the most hated team out of for Bruins fans right now. Some horrible playoff losses to Florida. So now he joins there. And I think he left kind of mixed. there are definitely a lot of fans that root for him no matter what. I think he turned a lot of fans sour, too. Not just my stupid thing, but just like the way the season went.
No, but I think his poor leadership this year should be a factor in why Bruins fans aren't rooting for him. Like, I wouldn't root for him for this. Now the pick's conveyed, I hope Marchand gets bounced.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not really hardcore rooting for Carolina or anything.
Well, no, that's
not
the thing. You just want everybody to lose.
I'm not rooting for Marchand to bring home a cup. And eliminating Toronto was also funny. Like, I get Bruins fans rooting for Marchand up to this point.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is now's the time to jump off the ship, in my estimation. I got rooting for him against Toronto. That's funny. Toronto's a choking franchise. Knock them out. I get rooting for him for the pick to convey. I get all that. Now you got to start rooting for, as you said, Tkachuk and Bennett and that Florida Panthers team.
Out of here.
And give Marchand a free pass for how this year went with him as the captain in Boston? No, I don't think fans should be rooting for him.
Nope. And I'm certainly not. So you got Florida, Carolina, you got Dallas, Edmonton. Is there anybody you are rooting for? Or is it just sort of like,
I mean,
whatever?
McDavid seems like a pretty easy one to just generically root for and say, get that guy his first cup, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's fun to watch. So, I mean, I guess you have that.
Sebastian Aho, you like that?
Do I like Sebastian Aho?
No. Sagan? Like, are people still rooting for Sagan?
Yeah. So you could get Sagan Marchand Cup Final.
You could. That'd be a painful watch. I guess I haven't thought about that till right now.
Pretty good, yeah.
Be a painful little watch. Uh-huh. Are you rooting for Brad Marchand? 617-779-7937. Jay in the car says he is. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yes, I have totally rooted for Marchie. I have watched every single Panthers playoff game. If you watched last night, he literally had every single puck battle he won. He put the puck in front of the net. He is so fun to watch. And Sweeney is horrible and should lose his job. And I will not follow Marchand, not the Bruins anymore.
Okay, he is now a Marchand fan.
Now a Panthers fan.
Well, for now.
Sort of like when people became Tampa Bay Bucks fans.
I was going to say, this should not be that.
It's not.
Because, again, Bork got screwed by the organization over the years. He had never won. Brady got screwed by the organization. He had won plenty. He got screwed by the organization. Did Marchand get screwed?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so at all.
In fact, they went out of their way to maybe send him to a positive. Well, look, maybe he
wanted to go to Florida.
He blocked some trades.
That's what it came down to. They actually did him a solid.
Yeah.
They did him a real solid. He'd be at home right now contemplating on whether or not he's going to be playing or where he'd be playing next year. Instead, he's in the conference finals. They did him a favor.
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer either way?
Yeah, probably.
Because
it's the Hockey Hall of Fame.
But a second cup probably cements that, right? I would say he's probably in either way, but this would cement that.
Oh, yeah. Because he is playing pretty well, too. It's not like he's just like a passenger on the team. Like,
no, well, he scored without a goalie in there last night. That's always very impressive.
Yeah, but he's got a pile of points. Like, he's doing
but it was like 175 feet.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bomb.
He has a...
But no, I think so, because
he's been...
Team,
I think
Canada
he's a point,
stuff counts.
I'm sorry, yeah, I think he's a point-per-game guy in the postseason, to your point.
Yeah. He's probably in.
With 3 points in the game seven. So, yeah, no, I think he's probably in either way. This would cement it and leave any room for doubt. Do you think there's a chance he re-signs in Boston?
I don't.
That'll put that last caller in quite a pretzel.
Oh, boy.
I
just root for when he's on the ice.
I don't think he's coming back either.
I think that ship has sailed. I think a lot of times with these guys, once they've played for one team the whole time, they think that's all they want to do, and maybe that is all they want to do, but then as soon as they go play for somebody else, like, oh, this isn't that bad, and this team's good. So maybe Florida re-signs him. If they win the cup, don't you think they would try pretty hard to re-sign him, I would imagine. Or another team will see what he's doing this postseason, but like, he's still got a little something left in the tank. And worst case scenario, they see him go to the conference finals. So it's going to be fascinating, though, to see how much money he got because of the back and forth with he and the Bruins all season, what it came down to. Is he going to end up winning that out?
What were the numbers at the end? He wanted 7 and they wouldn't go there or something like that, right? Is that what we heard?
Yeah, it was something like that. I feel like it was a million bucks because that's what's funny about hockey. The hockey salaries are nothing compared to the other sports. And like Elliot Friedman was like, the contract is so, like, the gap is huge. Like, it might even be like $1 million apart. And you're like, what? Like, in these other sports, they don't even, like, bat an eye at it.
Right.
They're just handing out $700 million deals. This guy's fighting over 6.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.